There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Fix bayonets.
Fix bayonets.
We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Final segment with Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. His new Trends Journal coming out now. Paul Watson said being offended by a White Christmas song, in fact, I meant to play that. Let's play that tomorrow. I saw that last week. It's like thinking the Rolling Stones painted black is a call for black-on-white genocide. Insanity, Paul Watson tweeted. The article's by Don Salazar, Texas lawmakers and schools. Yes, it's legal to say Merry Christmas. First, they said don't have an official holiday at Christmas at the school. Then they told kids don't give out Christmas cards. Well, you have a right to give out any card you want as long as it's not profanity. This is the totalitarianism. What do you see in this attempt to create hyper-political correctness in the future, Gerald Celente?
Well, what it's doing is it keeps robbing us of more and more of our rights. So that's where we're at, and that's where we're going. So, I mean, what's political correctness? Let's make this straight. There's nothing correct about anything political. These are a bunch of sellouts who are trying to run and ruin our lives. It's the system, and when are people going to stop letting the people in the system run and destroy their lives? Because you can name the heads of the system, and how could anybody with any self-respect or dignity believe what they say?
And how can the First Lady tell our kids what to eat? And how can the so-called liberals tell us we can't have Christmas trees? They can go to hell.
I agree.
I mean, who are they to tell us? Who are they when the real discrimination is all of us being signed on to the derivatives? I'm sure you saw the new bill they have to sign us all on the derivatives as taxpayers.
I did. And also, to me, it's no big deal because with or without the bill, they're still going to steal our dough because it goes back to the top trends. One of them is bankism. It's not capitalism. It's a takeover. When are people going to call it what it is? So it's on every level. I want to show you something, Alex. When people talk about Russia, as I mentioned, we had a conference here this past weekend. This was given to me by one of the attendees. It's a famous graph of Napoleon's march to Russia. You can see the big line going into Russia. How many people he had, the 400 and something thousand, I think, believe it was. Yes.
And you can see how many came out.
422,000. You know how many came back? 10,000. 10,000. Hitler launched the greatest offensive of any time in history against Russia. They lost. Do you think the guys, this NATO group that can't beat a bunch of lightly armed people in Afghanistan, can't win in Iraq, are going to defeat the Russians? They're out of their minds. If Napoleon couldn't do it, if Hitler couldn't do it, you think Obama's going to do it? Maybe he'll do it between a game of golf and basketball.
Very well said. That's the thing. I don't know if the hubris makes them strong or weak, but I know it makes them dangerous that, like you said, a bunch of white shoe boys from Harvard, I've had top PhDs like Dr. Boyle and others on. He went to the secret PhD programs there, and he says it is a Harvard mafia. If you want to blame one group, it's a Harvard mafia of pinheads.
Yep. Well, here's my line. Six words have killed America. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. Go back to Princeton. Who is the guy that destroyed this nation probably more than anybody since the latest crew was Woodrow Wilson.
Look at Larry Summers.
Oh, yeah. Well, Woodrow Wilson brought us into World War I. That wasn't America. And the war was almost over. He's the guy that brought us the Federal Reserve. He's the guy that brought us income tax. Harvard, Princeton, Yale. Bill Clinton, the Yale boys, it's a gang. That's who they are.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to talk to you before the year ends. Thank you for the time. Gerald Celente, get your Trends Thank Research you. Journal now. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million years old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,195.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.50, $619.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,239.50, $619.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
William meets with King Obama. Twitter responds accordingly. What is it like to be able to do things unilaterally without a legislature? That's the question. Prince William and Kate begin U.S. visit with royal treatments. Oh, my goodness, the royalty of it. Ooh. Billionaires paid for by taxpayers as pensioners basically have their gas allotments cut off. Oh, how liberal. Prince William, Duchess Kate kick off U.S. trip with visit to White House and New York City Child Development Center. Why don't they bring Jimmy Savile over with them and some of the body
movies they've been digging up on the royal grounds of small children. Continuing, Kate visits New York City kids. She cares about the children, and Prince William joins Obama. You go out there, dear, and care about the children in the nursery while we have a fine cigar. And, of course, LeBron honored to play before the Royals. I'll tell you what else LeBron James, or also known as King James, tattooed on his shoulders. No narcissism there. A literal god, much like Kate and the princeling, King James. LeBron James leads the way in I Can't Breathe t-shirts as hundreds of anti-police protests mob NBA game attended by William and Kate. Oh, they must go to the Bread and Circus to give extra support to that, to get the rabble watching the distraction while they lovingly run the eugenics program for Grandpa Prince Philip. LeBron James and other NBA players don I Can't Breathe shirts. You know, I have mixed feelings about this. A, it's their First Amendment, so I support it. And we'll fight to the death to defend it. And B, the killing of Eric Garner looks like manslaughter to me. And if they're going to have a poster child against police brutality and murder, then he would be a lot better. Or Kelly, who's the guy's? Yeah, Kelly Thomas out in California who begs for daddy for 15 minutes while they kill him. They would be a lot better examples to pin your movement on than Michael Brown. They've released the federal autopsy, signs of a scuffle, just as they have the medical report on the officer, signs that, well, we're going to get into that whole report. Michael Brown's shooting, federal autopsy shows evidence of scuffle in Brown's death, close range shot, showing that the officer was shooting him as he ran towards him. I'm sorry, folks, it looks like the cop told the truth. So I wouldn't make it the poster child to try to reform the police be Michael Brown. I would make it be cases where they shoot some innocent person in the back, or where they taser an old lady to death, or where they choke poor father of six Eric Garner to death. And you know who they kept arresting Garner for? Selling things on the street. Swap meets without a license. Selling cigarettes without a license. The guy would just go out an entrepreneur in the neighborhood, and so they just kept arresting him. That's what you can hear him say. Man, I'm sick of being arrested. Hold on a minute. Boom. Grab his hands, put him in a chokehold, tell him to put his hand behind his back when he's in a wrestler hold and can't do it, and then promptly kill him. And the cop that did it got off. Now, there is injustice in this country. There's injustice anywhere. And the globalists are trying to ride this to a political distraction away from the power grabs, away from the unemployment doubling in the black community, away from the fact that Obamacare is a giant screw job. They want to get Gruber out of the headlines. They want to get Fast and Furious out of the headlines. They want to get Obama ruling by executive power out of the headlines. They want to get open border, executive amnesty, end of America, North American Union, treason out of the headlines. And how they do that is getting the NFL and the NBA and late night TV shows and Democrats and Hollywood all endlessly hyping as if the only thing in the world is some of the cases of bad cops doing the wrong thing and killing people. Bully cops beating people up. Bully cops choking asthmatic teenagers. But I'm telling you, folks, they're doing that because one man's death is a tragedy. 10,000 is a statistic, as Joe Stalin said. They want to distract us with the soap opera that will never reform anything. And is a political football of police brutality because they know there's a giant anti-government sentiment out there. They want to scapegoat it at the enforcers. So the enforcers will then go into full gang mentality, accept the federalization and militarization, and come out against the American people. So they want to harden the police against the American people. That is the criminal political class that's raping us from every angle. It's a very simple equation. In fact, I should break it down on a chalkboard into some type of mathematical equation with a graphic to explain this to people. Because it's very elementary, but sometimes it's good to have visual cues. Speaking of visual cues, radio listeners can always go to prisonplanet.tv and subscribe and see the nightly news, the live feed of the radio show, all of my films, a bunch of e-books, other documentaries, 15, 16 years of material or more up on prisonplanet.tv, and support the very tip of the spear in the info war. But separately, if you can't afford $5.95 a month for 20 memberships, 20 people can use the same username, passcode, spread the word. You can find the free feed for the daily radio show with the five-camera shoot, the document cams, the in-studio guest, the Skype guest, and everything at Infowars.com on the navigation bar under Listen or under Show, the Alex Jones Show. And you go there and you can find the TV show, the radio show, the free audio feeds, video feeds. You can find the free podcast, the free iPhone apps, everything right there under the Alex Jones Radio Show. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I've basically kind of gotten into the royalty. Let's see the royalty. And then we're going to look at Zuckerberg lauds or praises socialism with China's internet censorship czar. Facebook CEO visit called hypocritical and absurd. But look, he's a man of the people. Look, he's wearing a kind of a Winston Smith blue jacket of the proletariat, a true man of the people, with the ultra-corrupt Communist Liberation Party that executes people they catch doing things on the internet the state doesn't like, with mobile execution vans. And Zuckerberg is praising them because his dumb effer users, as he calls them, I guess won't get upset. Actually, people are exiting away from Facebook. We use it. We have about 3 million likes on our different channels. We've got one with about 1 million. And it was set up by fans and given to us. And we use it. People ask, well, why do you use something that's so corrupt and so manipulative and spies on people for the government? Because that's where the people are. It's like asking, why have you invaded Germany in World War II? And, you know, does that mean you support Hitler because you're in Germany at the Battle of the Bulge in a Sherman tank fighting panzers? That's how nonsensical it is. I'm in the battle space. YouTube, Facebook, all these other platforms, Instagram. You need to be in them, not in fighting. And debating who the best patriot is. That's the official White House cognitive infiltration plan to make us chase our tails. But waking people up, creating memes, creating audio clips, capturing video clips, putting out articles, putting out blurbs, commenting. That's the real video game. The real Call of Duty for the Republic is a cyber war with Google and Facebook and others working with the globalists to try to misdirect and control and gauge the internet and learn how to control the population and steer political angst into socialist movements that will only make us more enslaved. We need to culture jam. You see a live news feed going with local news, national news, C-SPAN, I don't care what it is. Jump on television, take it over with key messages of liberty. The Federal Reserve's private. 9/11's an inside job. Or there's cancer viruses in the vaccine. It's social control, eugenics. Or Infowars.com to learn what they don't want you to know about the New World Order agenda. Or the amnesty plan is the end of America. NAU, NAU, bipartisan treason. Infowars.com. I've done this myself many times, and it becomes international news stories. You see a local news feed, think about where they're going to be doing local news feeds. Think about where they do local feeds you see every day. And the day that executives and principals and police officers off duty and school teachers and lawyers decide they don't want to just be servile spectators for the rest of their lives, and the day you go down and take over a local TV show for 30 seconds, the day you crash city council meetings with your three-minute communication that will go out over cable and end up being on the news, the day you call into talk radio, the day you call into C-SPAN, the day you go to the meet and greet with a senator, or the meet and greet with the congressman or woman, and you get them by the hand and you say, I'm sick of you selling us out to world government. The label conspiracy theorist doesn't work anymore. Be part of humanity. The day that buzz gets big enough, most of those people are blackmailed in Congress and love their grandkids and actually don't want this to happen. Most big Hollywood directors are kept on short leashes and listen to this show and know the truth. Most people in the system. Why do you think this show is so popular across famous writers, lecture, you know, from Kurt Vonnegut to Hunter S. Thompson was a listener? Because we're hardcore, folks. We know what's going on. People want freedom.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Monday through Friday,
from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The testimony is still ongoing this morning. We're going to play some of the clips. They're coming in as we speak in the next segment of Jonathan Gruber, one of the main architects of the scam of how to phase in Obamacare to keep the constituents from knowing that it's really a monumental screw job, a private tax to offshore banks that own the major insurance companies. That's coming up in the next segment. We're also going to look at an amazing article where the federal government has been caught. We talked about this a long time ago, and we knew that it was being organized and focused outside of law, but now the House panel investigation led by Representative Daryl Issa, Republican of California, and Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, cites confidential briefing documents, and we have copies of those, that show senior Justice Department officials informing Attorney General Eric Holder that a consequence of Operation Choke Points, banks are exiting lines of business deemed high risk by regulators, and that outside of law, it's meant to shut down gun shops, gun dealers, you name it. It targets, quote, legal businesses. This is outside of law, such as short-term lenders. And even if you disagree with short-term lenders like I do, change the laws. Don't target them. Firearms and ammunition merchants, coin dealers, tobacco sellers, and home-based charities. And see, they do that to make it sound like they're moral, breaking the law. But it is illegal to have the feds doing that. Critics of the program argue that equating legal industries such as ammunition and lottery sales with explicitly legal or offensive activities such as pornography and racist materials transforms the FDIC into the moral police. There's a better word. It's called the thought police. And there's copies of the emails in the article that's up on Infowars.com. And then we have an actual link to the House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, Daryl Issa. And it's got all the documents in the report for you to read them for yourself. And we know they're doing this with not just the gun industry or the self-defense industry, the independence industry. They're doing it to the Tea Party. They're doing it to pro-lifers. They're doing it to evangelicals. Remember last year, even Fox News had the headline that at Fort Hood, we first broke this. We were leaked the information. They were calling them in and telling the non-commissioned officers, your people may be court-martialed if they go to a Tea Party event off-duty, or if they even give money to it, or are evangelical Christians. Well, evangelical Christians are one of the biggest Christian blocks in this country, are very milquetoast on average, and leave the government alone. But even if they were radical, the military has no right to tell soldiers what God they worship. People say, yeah, why is that such a power grab? That's the whole point of a power grab. Take a million miles, and no matter how far we push back, maybe they gain 200,000. Now, there's the headline. Fort Hood soldiers told that Christians, Tea Partiers, a radical terror threat, and threatened with court-martialing. Click the Fox News article right there. That's the type of garbage that we're dealing with. And I go back to this. What does it say when David Rockefeller, when Mao Zedong died in the 70s, wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times about how great communism was and how wonderful Mao Zedong was? Mao Zedong killed over 80 million people conservatively. Why would the richest guy in the U.S. at that time, basically, come out and say, I love communism? Well, again, Gary Allen, we have the graphic on the front page of Infowars.com with a banker business suit with a communist lapel pin, and under it it says, if one understands that socialism is not a share-the-wealth program, but is in reality a method to consolidate and control the wealth, then the seeming paradox of super-rich men promoting socialism becomes no paradox at all, Gary Allen. And the reason I mention this is if you understand that, you understand the entire enchilada, the cosmology, the compendium, the worldview of the mega elite. They want monopolies. They want state control. That's why they had an outgoing president of China
basically appointed by their inner party. President's even an oxymoron, not elected. Say that communist China is the ultimate expression of capitalism. I'll never forget that quote in BBC, and they were saying, what a crazy quote, it makes no sense. No, it makes perfect sense. They mean crony capitalism. By the way, we sell the little soft cover book from 1972, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to give that to friends and family because it reads like prophecy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the future king of England took time to meet with King James, as he calls himself.
LeBron James again demonstrates social conscience with I Can't Breathe shirt. And I've got the photo of him here meeting with Prince Charles's son and his cute little wife that we're all supposed to love and buy into and get little royal coffee cups. And to add insult to injury, the article's up on InfoWars.com. Piers Morgan has come out and said that America needs a monarch. Says Obama will thankfully bow and scrape at feet of royals. I don't think Obama has found royals that he doesn't bow to. That story is up on Infowars.com with the full quote by Piers Morgan, who'd already seen his ratings slide in the year he took over from Larry King. But after I went on there 2 years ago, he was just annihilated. And they now admit in major publications like the LA Times and others that his slide began when I got in his face and said, "You are a traitor here to enslave us and disarm us. It's not about children's safety. I will not have your fake debate." And, of course, a lot of the weasels and cowards out there at first said, "How discrediting of Alex Jones. He should have talked in a proper British accent back to him and debated him on his field instead of going all the way over him." How un-American to get in someone's face. Yeah, that's right. Paul Revere would have just pulled out a blunderbuss, shoved it in his chest, and pulled the trigger. I am a weak little weasel compared to Paul Revere. And then you've got Americans mad at me that I dare go, "Look, it's about taking our guns. You know it is, and you're on notice. You try to take them, 1776, we'll commence again, scumbag." But the truth is, most Americans got it. It resonated. And it was like the Emperor's New Clothes being announced, or he's caught with his hand in the cookie jar, or Toto pulls back the curtain. Everybody went, "Whoa, we're here being lectured by a sycophantic, royal-worshipping twit who's got armed bodyguards at his home in L.A. about how we shouldn't have guns. We're done." And it wasn't just that one interview. He doubled down and brought a train of people on to basically excoriate him as well, and the whole tone changed. And now there's a lot of analysis out there that began the final implosion of CNN from being number two on cable behind Fox to now being way in the end and essentially no longer exist. They're just keeping it on the air to save face for Time Warner for its stock. It's gone. It's being dumped off cable all over the place, dumped off different satellite systems. It's a joke. And have they stopped? No, they've increased the royal coverage, oh, the royal carriage. Almost every time I see CNN, it's the Queen of England, Grace of Oslo, oh, we love you. I'll have that British reporter on going, "They're probably having pea soup and something proper meal." And again, I'm not an Anglophobe, ladies and gentlemen. I love England. Love a lot of the culture. It's amazing. Led with the Magna Carta and the real Renaissance worldwide. So much has come out of the British Isles, but not the globalist and the Transylvanian royal family perched like giant stinking vultures on the carcass of the UK. But I'll tell you who's into royalty. Scum. Narcissistic pimps. That's why so many of the gangster, hip-hop, mindless rappers will call themselves, you know, Prince this, King that, the God this, the God that, King James, all this arrogance. And, of course, you'll find King James meeting with Prince Turdley or whatever his name is. And noteworthy, Obama has met with the prince. Oh, the graciousness of it. Sorry, I need to get into news here. Prince William and Duchess Kate. Kick off U.S. trips with visit to White House. You know, almost anybody who's got a last name like Gresham or a last name like Jones or if you know somebody that's got a name like that, or a whole bunch of names, has some connection back to royalty in England. But there have been a whole bunch of royal houses there. There's been, of course, the Anglo-Saxons and then the Norman that took over in 1100 and all the subsequent things that happened. But when you look at this group of people, nothing against Romanians or Germans, but they're not even British. That's what's so frustrating. That's what's so nauseating about it. I mean, at least the little bit of royalty I'm connected to, you know, got into the royal house by being in battles and chopping people's heads off and defending the king and stuff like that. And at least I can trace back my lineage to nobility in England, but they all got there from killing people in battles, not by being Transylvanians. Of course, the Transylvanians got there because and ended up leveraging all of Europe to keep the Muslim invasions down, starting with Vlad the Impaler. So I guess they got there from violence as well. But it's just everyone stepping and fetching to inbred, mentally ill, degenerate royalty makes me want to throw up. Absolutely, totally disgusting on so many fronts. And looking at the photos and videos of Obama meets with Prince William. I mean, who cares? It's embarrassing. I love all the people that have refused the knighthoods, like Stephen Hawking and so many others. I think it's a badge of being absolutely pathetic when you do that. But don't worry, LeBron was honored to play before the Royals. These people think we're so stupid. And I'll tell you something, being chumped and being into royalty because of all the made-for-TV shows and movies, and when I'm at the grocery store, at the checkout line, there's almost always two or three magazines about the royals that women buy. Let me tell you my litmus test for a woman. If she likes royal families and wants the teacups and stuff, other than a joke, something's wrong with them. But it's Anglophile brainwashing that's gone on in this country for 100 years. You know the Thurston Howell III fake accent from Gilligan's Island that Thurston Howell, oh, love it, oh, have some champagne. That is the Atlantic accent that's about 150 years old, where the blue bloods that got their money from British industrialists mainly would go to classes to readopt a British American style Atlantic accent to be accepted into British royal houses, and they would end up having homes in London and living there half the time. So there was a major recolonization of our republic with this British royalty Anglophile crap. I mean, people get tired of Israel trying to manipulate the internal activities of the U.S., and I don't like it, and I criticize it. But does anyone talk about the British colonization, and I don't mean the British people, of that thing, that monarchy and the big banks of the City of London that owns much of our Federal Reserve? You want to know who wrote Obamacare? These people. They want to run our lives. They want to tell us what we can eat, where we can go, what we can do. It's the model. And they're bad news, ladies and gentlemen. Extremely bad news. Now, that said, let's go ahead and get into another big con, Jonathan Gruber. We've got a whole bunch of these clips. I wonder which one we should go to first. Maybe we should go to Gruber saying he's not the architect and an apology. And then we're going to put a mashup together for the nightly news tonight that'll air tomorrow on the radio show, where we're going to show all the where he says he's the architect, where Obama says he's an architect, where Pelosi says he's an architect, where Harry Reid says he's an architect, and then Obama saying he never was the architect, doesn't know him, and then saying how he steals everything from him. I mean, we're going to really be able to show the fraud here. Because, see, they want us to just give up and accept the fraud and go, okay, you've been lied to 1,000 times. Why not 1,000 times more? No, we're going to always celebrate your lies, celebrate trampling you and showing how pathetic you are. You want us to just give up and roll over. This is a death battle politically. We're not going to give up. That's who wins the fight. Who has the moral authority and who won't give up. George Washington for 7 years lost almost every battle but wouldn't give up and won the war. Perseverance is power. Never giving in. Having will. Setting your will against the globalists. If you just spiritually ask God to use you as a vessel and set your will against the New World Order, your life will change just like that. It's a free will decision. You want to know how to fight tyranny? Ask God. You want to know how to stand up and how to reclaim your life and your children? Ask God. Say, I'm willing to do whatever you direct me to do. I turn myself over to you via free will. The world doesn't do that. The world creeps in and wants to take over your free will and get you to accept it by increment. Not the God of the universe. You've got to want it. Now let's go to Gruber, the arrogant sycophant, the Harvard, tactician now at MIT who bragged that I met behind closed doors and they said we can't let the public know it increases prices and it penalizes healthy people. And so what we did was is we deceived them and then he adopted my plan. And the other academics look at him nodding approvingly. Oh, the technology of lying and being disreputable. And now they replace old lies with new as Gruber denies that he's an architect and apologizes for his hateful arrogance endangering the foreign bank's attempt to finally break America's back. Here it is.
I did not draft Governor Romney's health plan, and I was not the architect
of
President Obama's health care plan.
If he later got indicted by a grand jury, which he may be for fraud, they'll say, oh, I'm not the architect. I did not draft it. And it'll come out that there were a bunch of lawyers like Thomas Jefferson drafted the Constitution. And the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. But by drafted, they had a bunch of people there together. He came up with it after they agreed on the basic architecture. So, you know, we don't know who the Thomas Jefferson was of this monstrosity. But Gruber came up with a bunch of the key fake numbers for Congress and how to screw job people. And he bragged about it. So, see, that's his lawyer speak right there. Let's go back to the start and hear. And if you're a radio listener, you got to see how he looks. Go to InfoWars.com/show to see the little weasel there falling on his sword for bragging in front of the slaves. Here it is.
I did not draft Governor Romney's health plan, and I was not the architect of President Obama's health care plan. After the passage of the ACA, I made a series of speeches endeavoring to explain the law's implications for the U.S. healthcare system from the perspective of a trained economist.
Let's hit pause. He gave speeches to Democrat policy wonks and professors on how to declare war and engage in deception and fraud. You are a general teaching the PhD students and the other professors how to better mob rape America and screw over poor people. Let's just decipher what you just said, you little piece of garbage. Let's go back to him.
Over the past few weeks, a number of videos have emerged from these appearances. In excerpts of these videos, I'm shown making a series of glib, thoughtless, and sometimes downright insulting comments.
Let's hit pause. They weren't glib. They weren't thoughtless. You were bragging about how you ran a major campaign against America and successfully shoved a dagger right in our main aorta. And now they want to fully yank it through and terminate us for good. We're trying to pull the knife out and get that aorta sutured. And we're using your evil as a way to get the energy to pull the knife back out and to get in there. And they're fighting to, no, don't pull it out. Drag it down through. Finish the job. What did you do, Gruber? We almost had them chained down. You torture the enemy once they're chained down, Gruber. Don't brag until we've got them, till we've got their guns, Gruber. Then we celebrate. Let's go back to him.
I apologize for the first of these videos earlier, but the ongoing attention paid to these videos has made me realize that a fuller accounting is necessary. I'd like to begin by apologizing sincerely for the offending comments that I've made. In some cases, I made uninformed and glib comments about the political process behind health care reform.
Is that his wife behind him?
I'm not an expert on politics, and my tone implied I was, which is wrong. In other cases, I simply made mean and insulting comments which are uncalled for in any context. I sincerely apologize for conjecturing with the tone of expertise and for doing so in such a disparaging fashion. It's never appropriate to make oneself seem more important or smarter by doing another.
That's a favorite word of weasels.
I knew better. I know better. I'm embarrassed, and I'm sorry.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. Let's play a clip of Obama talking about how wonderful Gruber is and how he has liberally taken from him. Let's go to that clip.
You've already drawn some of the brightest minds from academia and policy circles. Many of them I've stolen ideas from liberally. People ranging from Robert Gordon to Austin Goolsbee. John Gruber, my dear friend Jim Wallace here, who can talk, I think, who can inform what are sometimes dry policy debates with a prophetic voice.
All right, let's go to the really powerful ones coming up. But Gruber to critics, I spoke against my expertise. No, you bragged about in all these closed-door meetings with the president deciding how to deceive people, and you wrote a report to Congress. So that you think, by the way, Weasel, do you really think you deceived a bunch of lawyers in Congress? They needed you to write the fraudulent report so they could lie to their constituents and act like they didn't know. You really think you deceived that pack of devils in Congress, you little moron? Let's go, you fool. You were dumb enough to write the fraudulent report for them so they could play stupid.
My question is this. Sitting here today, what do you say to those people who are trying to eliminate the ACA and who are quoting your statements as a reason to repeal health care for millions of Americans and many of
my
constituents?
The real enemy here is Cummings, who knows full well it's a giant screw job, massively makes blacks even more unemployed, payroll taxes, everything. He wants to lie and say you're getting some free health care here. See, that's the real devil. He's smart enough not to certify some fraudulent report. He has Gruber do it. Let's go out to break with Gruber.
People are watching us right now on C-SPAN. And what do you say to them?
I would say that I made a series of inexcusable and offensive comments where I conjectured with a tone of expertise to try to make myself seem smarter by demeaning others.
No.
And I apologize for that.
You acted just like Zuckerberg, calling his users dumb effers.
Not a political advisor. My flaws as a
you had a public celebration of your evil.
The process by which the AC was passed.
We're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen, and come back with more of Herr Gruber falling on his sword.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We'll be right back. coming up, and with the holidays and all the overeating and things that go on, Oxy powder now more than ever is so essential. Now, you can do a cleanse and take 5 to 7 tablets a day of the time-released special type of oxygen that flushes out your intestines, upper and lower, large and small, or you can just take it every couple of days, a few tablets, like a lot of people do, and it will have dramatic effects. Everybody that takes it has dramatic effects. We have it available from Global Healing Center at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And we have a lot of it in stock now. We had been neck and neck, almost selling out of it, so had Dr. Group. But we now have quite a bit of it in. And again, that is Oxy Powder. I wouldn't wait till the new year to start cleansing. And of course, the gut's the key to the immune system as well. InfoWarsLife.com. And then in the new year, you can do another big cleanse. On average, you got about 3 cleanses per bottle. Rob Dew did it for 7 days. And what did he say? He lost 18 pounds? 17, 18 pounds? Sometimes it's more dramatic because it's just all that stuff in your guts. InfoWarsLife.com. It's not a bunch of hardcore herbs that can burn you or feel bad or have other side effects. It's just a special type of proprietary oxygen that is time-released in the intestines and just scrubs and flushes everything out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We are sold out of the Secret 12 proprietary vitamin B12, but it looks like we may get some in next week. In fact, they're finishing it up today, and so you may be able to order that still in time for Christmas. And your support of the broadcast by purchasing these products obviously funds the entire operation. 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before we go any further, let's just go out to break as we start the next hour looking at the UN treaty, gun grab, and more. We'll also look at the Pacific Partnership and a lot of other unconstitutional power grabs with investigative journalist from the New American Magazine who's going to be joining us, and we'll also open the phones up. But first, let's go out with a clip of Gruber doesn't recall past statements. Here's a little bit of him being grilled this morning.
Mr. Gruber, that you believe that your statements were inexcusable and insulting, but they do appear to be true. You're not here recanting today your statements with respect to the tax aspect of Obamacare, are you?
I'm here today to say that any conjectures I made about political...
This is not a conjecture, Mr. Gruber. I mean, conjecture is, I believe it may have been, someone may have been thinking, perhaps they were, perhaps it was. This is your straight-up statements. These are not conjecture. Is it your purpose today to recant Obamacare as a tax?
It is my purpose today to come forward and elaborate and straighten out the interpretation of a series of comments that I made and to apologize.
Excellent. Let's do that then. Let's clarify it. Mr. Gruber, you made these statements, did you not?
If I don't recall exactly, but...
You don't recall. Well, now, one of them we actually saw on video. Do you recall that one?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, these statements, we'll enter them for the record, and I can't imagine how you don't recall your own statements because the American voter has seen them over and over again as you've called them stupid. Do you deny making these statements, Mr. Gruber, even though you don't recall them? Do you deny calling Obamacare a tax?
If you're reading my actual quotes, then I don't deny it. I don't have...
I'm reading your actual quotes.
Then I don't deny it.
Okay. So you're not here to recant it or to deny it.
I'm here to explain that a number of those comments were made in a tone of expertise that I don't have when I was talking about...
Mr. Gruber, do you know what a tax is? I mean, you do have, you know, expertise in economics. Do you know what a tax is?
Yes.
Okay. So you would not deny today that in these statements that you made that Obamacare is a tax, would you?
Obamacare is a large piece of legislation with many parts.
And we're going to come back, folks, with a second hour straight ahead. More of this as well. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse.
Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
The home of Alex Jones.
Real independent media.
GCN.